Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by J.P. Morrell, city councilman at large and the president of the council. J.P., welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel. Thanks for having me.
So, J.P., we just had the opportunity to talk to the mayor-elect, Helena Moreno. Things are moving fast. She's got a lot accomplished, quite frankly, in this first week. Your thoughts?
She was elected with a mandate. She has spent 8 years learning the different mechanisms of the city government, and she has a plan and she's trying to execute it. It is interesting to watch her work as her colleague on the council, especially considering navigating the hope and optimism of her next year of the next term in the wake of this $160 million deficit that we are currently struggling with.
So y'all just had, what, 2 or 3 days of budget committee hearings. Your thoughts about what was revealed?
What's been revealed is really the administration did not have a handle on how big the deficit was. What was evident from both talking to people like the fire department was that even when you had departments that were asking for guidance from the administration as far back as February as to what to do with overtime, basically the administration's position was they didn't have one. So the overtime deficit grew because there was no effort to rein it in. And until Joe Threat came in September, that is when he turned off the spigot. And so it's just frustrating because these departments were all looking from leadership from the mayor, who is the executive, as to what they should be doing to change their behavior. And more time was spent over the last couple of months trying to conceal from the council how bad the overtime deficit was and how to try during this election season to blame the council for things the administration was doing rather than working with us to solve the problem. Because as I'm sure you see in your conversations with Councilman DeRusso, we've been trying to get a plan out of them or work together on a plan. And we've just been told over and over again, nothing to see here. To the point now that this is a very difficult situation that is going to require decisive leadership by the council to definitively resolve this. And the solution is not robbing people for revenue at the last minute to try and put numbers on paper where the revenue we would create by raising these taxes and fees, Newell, you wouldn't see till next year anyway.
JP, do you think there was a sense, especially as it relates to the Super Bowl and other events, where we had this, we enjoyed the SEER 1 rating, right, special event assessment rating, that there was going to be a lot of federal dollars that were going to be coming in? And I always remind folks, don't bet on the come. That it's going to happen. You have to manage the known. And if you don't manage the known, you're going to find yourself behind the proverbial eight ball, which it seems as though, listening to some of the testimony from some of the folks, that's exactly what happened.
Well, I mean, two things. One, I think the legislative auditor was on point in that the way the administration shares numbers, they share numbers and they mix into their projections expected revenue. And really something has to change, and I'm working with Councilmember Harris. We're probably going to do this via ordinance, is that when we get the balance sheet at budget, we need to not mix in projected revenue and just say, what is the in and the out? How much money are we spending and how much money is in the bank? Because what administrations have done, not just this one, is they kind of mix in there, this is where we're at with projected revenue that we haven't received yet. And the challenge there is that if we have the numbers in real time, we should be balancing our checkbook with what's in the bank, not with what might come into the bank. Now, as far as Taylor Swift and the like, there was a fundamental misunderstanding by the administration as to how revenue breaks down the city of New Orleans in taxes and hotel motel tax. The reality is that though the city enjoys theoretically on paper 4.5% of sales tax revenue, as you know, when you start subtracting the school board, the RTA, the downtown development district and the like, the city's really getting like 2% or 2.5 cents of that, of those pennies from sales tax. When you look at the hotel motel tax, the lion's share does not go to the city. It goes to the state. It's support organizations that deal with tourism. The reality is that there are a lot of these events, Newell, where we might break even. The whole controversy, I don't know if you found over this NBA Youngboy stuff next week, is that that's a potential engagement where they're bringing in kind of a volatile, infamous entertainer who there's credible law enforcement intelligence that a lot of violence kind of surrounds his concerts, where NOPD is projecting they're going to have to do a 450-person overtime rollout of the entire department Sunday and Monday. And when you look at the projected revenue from that concert, I mean, Newell, the hotel rooms are empty. The restaurants are not projected to make money. That is purely the city spending money we don't have for a concert that will likely generate no meaningful revenue to the state of Louisiana or to the city of New Orleans. And the question that I really posed in a video I did yesterday is, why are we chasing these concerts where the city and state don't make money off them?
Yeah, I mean,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's always going to be a challenge, right? I mean, and I think there were, what, two, maybe three cities that actually canceled that concert in their
Chicago,
cities.
Chicago and Detroit canceled their concerts. Atlanta, where he performed last night, already canceled his second night, which was Saturday. So there's been some chatter about people saying that speaking out against this is racist. Chicago, Detroit, Democrat, black majority cities. Atlanta, Democrat, black majority city that gave him one night, then shut down the other night. Facts are facts when it comes to stuff like this. And when you are putting people at risk, and on top of that, you have to take taxpayer dollars to supplement security across the city for an event, if that event can't even generate enough revenue to break even for the city or the state, why in the hell are we doing it?
Yeah, I mean, a promoter obviously should bear the cost. It's the promoter's show, right? I mean, to me, that's kind of a no-brainer. Why even develop intelligence information about any of this? And it's a pattern that has repeated itself across the country. So these are not one-offs, right? I mean, and that's the big challenge when you have very controversial groups. I think what happens here, you have rival gangs, right, that are what's going on at this concert.
The intelligence they got at the Chicago concert, which is why they canceled it, is that he had beef with some other guy named Little Dirk, and that there was going to be gun violence at the concert or around the concert. And Chicago said, nope, not even going to risk it. So it's like, and in our case, the performing artist is from Baton Rouge. Logistically speaking, Newell, it's sort of like when LSU gets in the Sugar Bowl. It's great LSU's in the Sugar Bowl, but we generate less money because everyone drives in and drives out.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing, but worse.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, and this is the challenge, right? When you find yourself in a deficit posture, you have to pay very close attention to more granular details than you ever had before, because cutback management is the most difficult type of management there is. Things that you would have been willing to accept in the past, you don't have the luxury of accepting those things and participating in certain things in the future. That's just the reality, because math has no emotion, and it is what it is. Right?
No, you're 100% correct. And like, for example, with the projected deficit over our fund balance, if things do not change with the administration, we will have $43 million in fund balance, of which I believe 37 is hard restricted, which means the new mayor is going to come in with a $6 million cushion. That being said, the security of 450 officers on 12-hour shifts for 2 days could easily be close to $1 million. That's real numbers. That means the incoming mayor will go from a $6 million cushion, which you know is nothing, to a $5 million cushion. And so the whole point that I was trying to make, and I think that kind of was missed but kind of got across, is at the very least, if you're going to put the city in this position, the promoters should be paying for security, because it's a real issue considering these performances across the country, and there's a reason why other cities are canceling performances like this.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much of a risk tolerance that you want to accept, right? And look, part of the challenge, I think, for arenas across the country, and you know this, and I know you recognize it, is you want to try and bring talent in for all groups of folks, right? For the multiple genres of music, and have a very diverse offering. But sometimes, and especially when we find ourselves in the position that we're in today, you're going to have to be more selective, because we just don't have the luxury of that. And this is one of the things that falls by the wayside. You know, we always talk about the city punching above its weight. We have so much more to offer in a city this size. But we're feeling it, right? I mean, we're feeling the difficulty of keeping that going, and that a hiccup here or a hiccup there is more meaningful to us because our economy is not as diverse as other economic centers, where, you know, they can just ride out the episode of the hiccups and it's not a big deal. I don't know that we have that luxury.
No, you're correct. And also, the other thing is, we're a city right now that has become kind of a national target for our crime, real or no. We also run the risk with events like this, if there is a negative outcome, it will not be treated in the national media with any nuance. They will not go and say this was a one-off because of a concert and because of a thing that happened. If there is a bad instance, if there is a mass shooting on Bourbon Street or the like, it'll just be, this is yet another reason why New Orleans is a criminal hellhole and why the National Guard is needed there yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, this is, this, we're not, the promoter's not going to go out of national television and go, my bad.
Yeah. So before I let you go, because we talk about this all the time, let's talk trash, trash talk. Now, JP, now what?
I mean, the thing is, certainly, it is beyond bizarre that an RFP went out without a low bid requirement to displace Ivy Waste, who has repeatedly said they would honor their low bid, which was the cheapest bid, and will likely still be the bid in an effort to try and reopen this contract so that the mayor's preferred vendor can get another shot. On top of that, we're looking at, in the significant shortfall we're facing as a city, how do we balance making sure that we're able to provide resources with the limited monies we have? It just seems really bizarre that the mayor has created this new distraction with trying to re-RFP this contract potentially at a higher cost in this moment.
Yeah, I mean, what do you say? Like, read the room. I mean, we don't have the capacity.
I don't think this mayor cares about reading the room at all, Newell. I think she's about to leave the room, so she doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's just very disappointing, you know, I mean, because this is about the livelihood of hundreds of thousands of citizens that live in the city of New Orleans. It's really not about her, and it's really not about Troy Henry, and it's not about the council, and it's not about Sidney Torres.
No, it's about doing what's best for the city, and anything that is going to add additional cost and doing an RFP where a low bid is not the requirement, it really begs the question of what is the ultimate purpose of doing that if we're not trying to get the cheapest cost right now when we have no money.
It's amazing that we've injected all of these anomalies with this trash contract, right? I mean, we've had so many things of first instance, right? You know, we'll just minimize the bond requirement. We'll pay you in advance of doing the service, and now we're not having a low bid requirement. I will say this about the mayor. She's been very creative in trying to direct a contract to her friend.
It is truly kind of breathtaking watching this unfold, just because there is absolutely no interest whatsoever in this instance trying to create an environment where the city actually gets a benefit other than the selected person that she prefers getting the contract.
Yeah. Disappointing. You know, on the one hand, it's great that she's cooperating with the transition and that's going well, and Joe Threat is the front person, but it whatever positives we feel about that go away when we have this on the heels of it, right? Advance of it. Either way, all the positive tends to get tarnished and diminished.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, JP, thank you so much for joining us on this Friday morning. We truly appreciate it, and have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. Thanks, Noel.
Thank you, sir. That's JP Morrell, the president of the New Orleans City Council. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.